Welcome back to the Trees and Nylon podcast. I am your host, Trees and Nylon, and I'm joined today by TikTok's favorite hiker and Gorbacore influencer. It is Outside Intel. Or do you want to say what your real name is or no? That's okay.
Yeah,
if you don't.
Lewis.
Yes, Lewis. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Of course, man.
Thanks for that brilliant intro as well.
Yeah, well, I think it's the most fitting for you, honestly. Scrolling through your page. I don't use TikTok personally, but I could just assume that you post on there as well. That's maybe where you got started.
Yeah, that's where I got started, to be fair, on TikTok. And then it just kind of went into Instagram as well. So yeah, that was the starting point.
Is there like a, sorry, before we do anything in the show, I'm going to ask this question. Is there anything like the community on Instagram like there is on TikTok?
There's a few people that you speak to from time to time, but Instagram is definitely, that's where the community is a bit more obvious, I'd say.
I would think the way that TikTok works, you know, there's no like story posts, there's no stuff like that. I feel like Instagram is much more community based, and then TikTok is just all about the content more than anything else.
Yeah, 100%. I think on Instagram it's a lot easier to just sort of drop someone a message and just start having a random conversation with people, whereas TikTok's a bit more like you get the odd conversation going in the comments and stuff, but it doesn't really go much further than that.
Okay, nice. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, again, I'm way too mature to use TikTok, so I I don't know.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought it was like just dancing and stuff like that, but once I got into it, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, hey, that was my guilty pleasure with like when 2020 rolled around. I was just fully invested in the hype house and all the drama that was going on, and I just watched like Snapchat stories of like the Snapchat news stories of all the TikTok drama. Is great. It was awesome. But that's over now. It's all gone. It's so over, as the kids would say these days. But anyway, this is not a TikTok drama podcast, as much as I wish that it was. This is Trees and Nylon, where I, the host, Trees, bring on a guest like Lewis here, and we talk about trees and also nylon. I'm doing the intro because I haven't done a podcast episode in like 3 weeks. It's been a while. So anyway, we're going to be talking about trees, the outdoors, nylon being clothes, and a past, present, future progression. So, Lewis, what would you like to start with?
I think we'll go with trees.
Trees first. Beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, tell me a little bit about getting started going outside, man, falling in love with the outdoors. What was it like?
Yeah, so to be fair, for me, it kind of started when I was a bit younger. I was probably, I don't know how old you are when you're doing your GCSEs, but one of the subjects that I picked was called outdoor education, which is basically, it's like PE, but instead of doing like traditional sports, you're doing like canoeing, climbing, mountain biking, that sort of thing, which is quite weird. I don't know many schools that actually offer that as a subject, to be fair. But our school actually had like a climbing wall and stuff, so it was quite good in the facilities aspect. So I started doing that, and then me and my friend took a real shine to it, and we were just sort of spending most weekends at the climbing center or just sort of out exploring, I guess. But then sort of as I got a little bit older, I discovered like partying and just sort of going out and socializing and stuff, and then just completely veered away from the outdoors and just almost like forgot about. I mean, it was always there for me, but I just wasn't into it as much as I was at all. Sort of like sold all my climbing gear to go to more parties and just
really just... You were pawning off your climbing gear to go to more parties. That's kind of crazy, man.
I just turned my back on it. But
that's insane.
I think, yeah, I kind of went through a period where I started working full time, and I was just doing the monotonous thing of like working all week and then going out of the weekend to the pubs or whatever. Because obviously, like in England, that's like kind of like the culture. But yeah, I just kind of got pretty sick of that after quite a while. So then obviously when lockdown came along and you couldn't go to the pub anymore, obviously you start to look at other things that you can do with your mates. So I suggested to a couple of my mates, why don't we go to the Lake District, do a bit of camping, do a bit of walking and see how we get on. And we went, had an absolute great time, went up Scafell Pike, did some swimming in the lakes, sat by the campfire, just kind of reignited all the things that I like about being outdoors, really. So that was like one of the turning points. And then it was like, I think the following January, from that summer, I decided to do dry January. So I wasn't drinking and I was just working on like keeping fit and stuff. And I said to my brother, obviously we're like going to the gym and stuff quite a bit, but I said, why don't we go and like try and do a hike or something a bit more different? And so we went to the Peak District, which I know you're a big fan of. And then
Huge fan, number one fan. I'm wearing my t-shirt right now.
And it yeah we just had again just had a really good time. I mean, the weather was like up against us. It was really strong winds and like it was literally throwing us to the ground. It was that windy. But I just got back and was like, yeah, like I want to be doing more of this stuff now. Like I'd rather spend my weekends getting outside and enjoying myself that way rather than just going to a pub every weekend. So that kind of is where I got. I remember getting home from there and actually like starting the page Outside Intel. So that's kind of where it all started. And then yeah, ever since then I've just been trying to prioritize being outdoors as much as possible, really. So yeah, that's kind of the story, I would guess.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. I think I've heard an iteration of that story quite a few times, but every time there's a little twist, and yours is pawning everything off and then
Yeah.
rebuying it.
Yeah, literally.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, I looked at my old eBay account the other day and I saw like I'd sold my harness on there and stuff, and it made me quite sad. I was like, I wish I just kept all of that stuff, but yeah, it's kind of nice starting from fresh, I guess. So yeah.
Nice, dude. Yeah. So yeah, tell me what's your getting outdoors schedule like these days, now that you're back in?
So to be fair, where I live is quite it's not really it's not close to any mountains or any like hills or anything like that. So it's the walks near where I live are quite flat. They're quite they're not very inspiring. So if I want to go anywhere that's like quite impressive, it's usually about at least a 2.5 hour journey for me, which probably doesn't sound like that much to you because I know when you in America and stuff, you're traveling a lot further distances. But
How many hours you say?
about 2.5 hours to get to the Peak District. That's like the closest
Yeah,
place for me.
2.5 is, that's like longer than I would normally go. But
I really, yeah.
it's not, it's par for the course, but that's like a go up there for a like overnight trip. That's not like a day trip for me.
Yeah. So at the minute, I just try and I try and do that as much as I can. I try and get over to Wales, or I try to go over to the Lake District as much as I can. But I realised it wasn't feasible to be doing that sort of every weekend. So recently, I've been looking at just sort of nicer local spots where I can just go camping for the evening. Not necessarily do that much walking, but just sort of being outside. And I recently purchased a gravel bike as well, just to kind of like a different means of getting outdoors, but I can. It's a bit more enjoyable where I live. And one of my friends has also got one, so we just most Sundays we go for a long ride, get coffee, eat loads of nice food, and then yeah, just basically lounge away for the rest of the day. But yeah, that's been quite good, to be fair, because it was getting frustrating like having to travel so far every time I wanted to go somewhere.
That biking thing. I've been thinking about getting into biking recently. I don't know. I mean, here in America, it's a bit scarier. You have to drive to a trail. I don't know. Road biking is not doesn't appeal to me at all. I don't know. And it's pretty
No.
hilly over here too, where I live. Very lots of ups and
Yeah,
downs, which is
yeah.
probably good for biking, but I just want like a
I don't know.
flat, green
Yeah.
way.
I hate it when I see a hill coming. But
Yeah.
it's been, to be fair, I never thought I would be getting into cycling whatsoever. Like I never thought I'd see myself wearing like full Lycra outfits. But yeah, I'm actually quite a big fan of it, to be fair now. Even if my girlfriend isn't.
The biking outfits, yeah,
Yeah.
the tight spandex all over your body,
Yeah, it's not a
a
good
little bit
look.
of a latex daddy now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not a fan.
Well, whatever, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
It's all about streamlining, it's about being aerodynamic, all
That's it.
right? She doesn't
That's it. That's what I'm trying to
understand,
get through to
she doesn't get us, all right?
her.
I just wear that stuff around the house.
Yeah. What is it? What how come you wouldn't fancy getting into it yourself? Is it just because of the hills and stuff, or is it just not
Yeah, I
that
don't
big a thing,
know.
I
It's
guess?
like I already have so little time as it is to do stuff. I think that's probably it. It's just like the time commitment, and then I don't have a car now that could carry a bike on it. I'd have to get like a bike rack installed and
Yeah.
do all that. I mean, I love biking, and I've been there's a couple of greenways in my area, like, a couple hours away, where you can ride through the mountains or ride through whatever. But I don't have a bike rack or a bike or any of the gear. But every time I go traveling, that and they have like a nice bike path, I always rent a bike and go down. So it's casual for me. It's casual. I'm not quite to the spandex yet, but
It will get you when you least expect
yeah,
it.
exactly. Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. Is there anything else besides biking that you're into these days? Hardcore.
I've been trying to get into running a bit more.
Oh.
Obviously been watching a lot of David Goggins and stuff, and I just
Oh
get
yeah,
super
who's gonna carry the
motivated.
boats?
Exactly. I've been trying to work on my fitness a lot more. So I recently did a duathlon. I signed up for a triathlon originally, but
Wow.
there was like algae in the water in the lake that I was supposed to be swimming in, so I had to like
Yeah.
pull that side of it. But yeah, the duathlon was really good fun, and like it was massively out of my comfort zone, doing something like that. I'm just trying to do more stuff like that, really, that gets me out of my comfort zone, to be fair. So
Nice. That's
I think
awesome.
the
Yeah,
next
like doing a
step,
podcast with me.
exactly, yeah, like this is
Yeah,
another thing where, it scares the living daylights out of me, but here I am. So,
you're
but
doing
yeah,
great.
I'm
Don't
just trying to
worry.
do more stuff. I think that's how you grow, isn't it? Just doing things that aren't necessarily your comfort zone. So,
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah,
And you'll look back on them and you'll say, wow, I'm really glad I did that. Even in the moment, if you're like, this is
exactly.
terrifying. I wish I didn't do this. You know?
Exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
and that's kind of the direction I'm going with my page, is like just trying to encourage people to do stuff like that, and just, just kind of trying to get on a positive mindset type of thing, really, with the page, because it's
Yeah.
been such a, getting outdoors more, and this whole sort of life change that I've had in the past 2 years has been it's been really good for my mental health. So that's kind of what I'm trying to promote on my page these days.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, getting outside, working out, it's good for you. I feel like that brain fog kind of sets in after, for me, after like a few weeks or maybe a month of not getting out there, not even just like a nice walk with my dog. Like I hurt my knee playing, no, this is embarrassing, right? I hurt my knee playing pickleball.
Pickleball,
It is a sensation sweeping America. It's basically tennis for people who aren't as athletic, essentially. It's like
what's
a smaller court. You use a paddle, you use like a wiffle ball. It's not a hard game, and I broke the number one rule, which is don't try too hard. My number one rule, which is don't try too hard. And I like twisted my knee, I got a little hurt, and I couldn't walk my dog for like a month just because it hurt. I thought I had torn
Oh,
something.
blimey.
I'm a little dramatic, but I thought I had torn
Yeah.
something.
Is that like the first pickleball injury ever recorded?
No. There's my
Oh,
friend broke his foot last week.
blimey.
He broke his toe playing pickleball because he broke the
Yeah.
number one rule. Don't try too hard. He
Trying
was trying too hard and he
to
broke his toe. But
I'll Google
anyway,
that. I kind of want to see what that is. I want to see what
yeah, go look it up right now. Take some time. For anyone who doesn't know what pickleball is, go look it up. It's like primarily played by old people, but like young people have started getting into it, and it's fun, but it's not like my friend plays it on Tuesdays, which is when I go climbing. So it's like if no one's gonna go climbing with me, I'll go play pickleball with the other guys. But if I have one person, I'll climb with me. I'd rather do that, but I don't want to climb alone.
The court slightly smaller than a normal tennis
Yeah,
court. Yeah.
it's a small court. You play doubles. It is yeah, it's interesting. It's a fun
Yeah,
little time.
I'd
It's
give that a
definitely
go.
not, like I was saying, it's not as fun as rock climbing, and it's not as physically demanding as rock climbing, which is what I really enjoy. It's like when I'm done climbing, I feel like a forearm pump and a back pump sometimes. You know, like I feel like I've really worked out. After pickleball, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm like a little sweaty. That's good.
Have you been climbing for long?
On and off for like a year at this point, honestly. I just got a membership to a new, better gym, that sets a little bit harder. So hoping to increase my abilities by going to a harder gym.
Yeah, it's weird how you can you climb a certain grade at one gym, and then you think you're quite good, and then you go to another gym, and it's like, well, like the grading's so much harder here.
Yeah. Well,
But
that's what
yeah.
it is. It's they're grading harder, and their walls are just bigger, you know, and they have a
Yeah.
lot more of them, so it's a lot more variety.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. Update coming. My friend who I was go with broke his toe, as I just mentioned. So
Yeah.
it's just gonna be me and my fiance climbing, every week now. But anyway, that's me, man.
Yeah, climbing's good fun as well. I've been doing a little bit of that myself.
Yeah.
Like the past couple of years, but I've seemed to have got to a point now where I've just kind of plateaued completely. Struggling to go any higher than the grade I'm currently at, but the guy I go with is pretty good, so I'll just try and shadow him pretty much the whole time and just get tips and stuff where I can from him. But
Are you going to that Mellow Clo Climbing with Strangers event? I just saw it was posted the other day.
I'm not, unfortunately. No, I think he's is that today actually?
I have no idea.
No.
I
Yeah, I
just
think
I
yeah.
see posts. I see the t-shirt looks cool, but I
Yeah.
never check the dates because I know I'm not gonna be able to go no matter what.
Yeah. Have you got any plans to come over again at all? And I think you came over before, didn't you, to the
Yeah,
first
I
camp?
went to the first camp. Yeah.
Yeah. I
I
thought I was
think
expecting you to be at the other one.
Yeah. I didn't go last time. I was thinking about it, but it just seemed like there were so many people that weren't going. Like everyone that I was talking to, I was like, "Oh, are you gonna go?" No. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. But next year, oh, next year probably not, because I'm getting married, so I'm
Yes,
gonna be
our
using all my
congratulations.
vacation days for that. And
Yeah.
then maybe 2025. That's when I'll hop over to the UK for a
Yeah.
weekend and maybe like 4 days. And
Yeah. You must know so many people here now. Like, you just.
yeah. It's pretty crazy, honestly. Like most of the people that I've met through this whole Instagram thing have been from the UK.
Yeah. Is the community not quite the same then over there, or?
It's just in the UK, you're all so close together, like
Yeah.
geographically, that it's easier. Like for me, yeah, there's tons of people that love camping and hiking in the US, but it's like you guys can all drive to meet up at a place and it'll take like 4 hours, you know. And for me, it's like if I wanted to meet someone, like one of my friends, Backcountry Archives, he lives in Montana. If I wanted to drive to him to go on a hike together, it would be like a 2-day drive for me to get
Oh,
to him.
blimey, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just everything's
Yeah.
way more spread out. And also I feel like the UK benefits from like the fashion aspect of it as well. 'Cause I mean, while it is about hiking and camping, it's also about dressing for it
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
you know, the fits you're putting on as well. And here, especially where I live, it's just like it's a desert. There's no fashion.
Yeah, so
So
there's perhaps people that are into the outdoors, but not necessarily into a
yeah, there
combination of
might be
both.
like maybe four or five in the whole
Yeah.
state that are like into the same stuff that I'm into and
Yeah.
also are into like hiking and camping. So, you know, I've got friends that are into the outdoors and I've got friends that are into fashion and then they are separate groups and that's okay. I'm cool with that. I found those people, so that's good. Yeah,
You just
man.
need to get
Yeah.
over it, Trees. You need to get over
I am over it. I've accepted it
it.
already. I would just like to have them together, but whatever.
Yeah.
I can't talk about the new Undercover release and like Arc'teryx jackets with the same people, but
Yeah.
it's fine. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you again. Let's talk about moving on into the future. What are some places you want to go to, hikes you want to do, new activities, kayaking?
Who knows? Yeah, that might be the
You're
next
gonna
thing. Yeah.
get into kayaking. Yeah, what's the future look like for
Yeah,
the
I
outdoors
mean,
for you?
in terms of the future, I mean, I want to explore as much of the world as possible, like I'm sure most people do. I think in the near future, kind of looking to go over to Iceland at some point, maybe this year, or Norway. I'd like to get over to the Dolomites as well, next year. Said I was going to do
Nice.
that this year, but I just didn't get around to it. So yeah, I mean, I just want to get to as many different places as possible, really.
Yeah.
But also just do a bit more in the UK. One thing I've not done yet is a solo wild camp, so that's like big on my
Oh,
list.
I haven't done
Yeah,
that either. I haven't done that either.
that again is another thing that's really out of my comfort zone. So I'd love to do that, but just getting the balls to do it.
Yeah, I mean that is it's I don't know. I think I would enjoy it, but I like to go hammock camping mostly. And
Yeah.
that alone is have you ever done that before? Slept in a
I
hammock for
haven't,
like a
no, that's
night.
another thing I'd like to try, yeah.
That is scary the first like night because you know, when you're in a tent, even though it's just like some nylon, you feel like you're protected because you can't see the outside world. In a hammock, you're
Yeah,
just like raw dogging the stars right there in front of your eyes. So
yeah.
It's a bit scary the first time because, you know, especially in America where people and animals are a little bit more deadly.
Yeah,
It's just a bit,
100%.
it's a bit frightening.
Yeah, I shouldn't really be scared, to be fair, in the UK,
No,
but
you don't have bears,
there's
you
no
don't have
bears here,
mountain
no.
lions, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
People can't have guns mostly. So like you're good.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just that element of like paranoia, I think. Like, just, I don't know. You hear something at night in the dark and your mind starts to play tricks on you, doesn't it? But
Oh yeah,
I'm sure I'll be
definitely.
able to do it one day. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the dark playing tricks, or the your mind playing tricks, there was one time I went caving. I might have told the story before on the pod, but I went caving once and they say that caves are like the only place that you can experience true darkness and true silence in the world.
Yeah.
And sorry. I was down there, it was me, my dad, and my sister. We were all like sitting there, and the guide was like, okay, turn off your lights. You're gonna experience all these things I just talked about. We do that, and my sister is sitting there in front of me, and I like go to reach out to like put my hand on her shoulder, and she's not there anymore. But like my brain was telling myself,
Yeah.
like my brain was hallucinating her still being there, but she had shifted closer to sit by my dad, and I
Yeah.
still thought she was there, so I reached out and she wasn't there. It was pretty scary.
Yeah, I bet that gave you like a bit. I bet that gave you like
A bit of a
goosebumps.
fright, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Very interesting though. It's fun. It's fun stuff, especially being scared, you know, type two fun. Get the adrenaline
Yeah.
pumping before you go
Yeah, I do like
to
stuff like that. Like, I've been watching like quite a few urban exploring videos recently, and that looks like a different level of like adrenaline, like
Oh, yeah, like abandoned malls and stuff.
yeah. Like that, just again, I'd like to do something like that, but it's a bit out there. But yeah, in terms of like other stuff that I want to try as well, is probably a bit more open water swimming as well.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, when I signed up for that triathlon, I hadn't done any swimming really in the past like 10 years.
He can't swim. Yeah, he doesn't know how to
Yeah, so I
swim.
had to like teach
He
myself
was
to
really
swim
happy when it got changed to duathlon instead.
again. I was silently quite happy, to be fair.
Yeah.
But no, I did a little bit of training. There's like a lake near me, which is like supposed to be, relatively clean. So they run like open water swimming sessions there and stuff. So I went and did a bit of training there, and actually really enjoyed that, to be fair. Just I had like one of those floats attached to the back of me, so like I wasn't in as much danger as I would be without that. But yeah, it was just that was quite I quite enjoyed that. Like I felt really good afterwards. Don't know if it was the cold water or. It was really good.
Yeah, I mean that's something that I would like to do as well. I actually recently just found a I just went camping there, like a kind of little water hole. It's a creek area. It's got waterfalls and little areas you can like sit in and swim, but I'd love to find a nice like swimming hole for next
Yeah.
summer. Just 'cause like the group that I go with, we always go to mountain spots, which are very cool. You know, nice views. Wonderful sunsets and sunrises, but I'd love to just be able to swim for a day and then come back and
Yeah.
drink and eat and go to bed. Yeah, that sounds good
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. It'd be very
Yeah, man.
refreshing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
dude, especially in this Georgia heat. I don't know what it is in
Yeah.
Celsius. I'll look it up real quick for you.
Go on.
But routinely, here we go. Routinely in where I'm from, we get like 37 degrees Celsius. Summers,
Right.
summer days. So,
Yeah. So
oh
yeah,
yeah, that.
that's definitely when a swim's gonna feel a lot nicer then.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It usually takes me a bit of hyping myself up to get in like a lake or something over here because it's so cold.
Yeah, that's how it is. In oh shoot, everywhere else except where I'm from,
Yeah.
like up in like Montana or. Areas like that, like Northwest United States, like glacial lakes are just freezing cold. Or even up in the mountains, there's a couple swimming spots where literally 4 hours north of where I live, there's a couple like actual rivers you can swim in that me and my friends will get into, and those are pretty brisk.
Yeah, I
those are
bet. Yeah.
like jump in, jump out type swims, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, anyway, let's move on. To the nylon section. We can talk about the
Yeah,
clothes.
sure.
Finally, everyone's waiting for it. Who cares about nature, dude? Let's talk about clothing items. Yeah, tell me
Yeah.
about getting started in fashion. What were you into?
Yeah, so to be fair, I've never been like a massive like hype beast or anything like that. To be fair, I've always been interested in clothes, but you know, I couldn't tell you like every single detail about a certain jacket or anything like that. I've just always been kind of interested in it from afar. So I think the first kind of time I started noticing myself like actually enjoying clothes was probably when I was like going into sixth form. So where I went to school, obviously you're in like school uniform for like your whole school life, and then when you go to sixth form, that's when you start wearing like whatever you want, basically. So I started to. I was when I was at school, I was never really like into like. I was never like my friends were like massively into football and stuff like that, and I never really had like a. I never really had an interest, but clothes was something that I always like really, really, really liked. So I think the main thing for me was like the fact that what you wear can like express who you are as a person. So like I used to listen to like quite old sort of music that was kind of inspired by my dad. So I don't know if you've ever heard of like the mod subculture.
Oh, someone did.
I think Lukey mentioned it when he was on the podcast before. Yeah.
Or
So I was
give
kind
me
of
a
into.
refresher. Give me a refresher. What is that subculture?
Yeah, so it's just kind of a thing that I think started in the 60s. But it was basically like people used to they used to transport about on like scooters, like Vespas and Lambrettas, if you're familiar with them. Wear like parka jackets, suits, dress quite that was I'll try and find you a photo that kind of sums it up. It's quite a difficult one to explain to people. Like my girlfriend doesn't understand what to be fair. So you'd have like big trench coats and things like that. So I kind of like because of the music I was listening to, dressed that kind of way because of the music I was listening to, and that was kind of like my way of expressing myself. So like, are you familiar with the brand Fred Perry?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So I used to wear quite a lot of that. But then I kind of got to a point where I was like, started to listen to different kind of music, and I felt like the way I was dressing wasn't really representing who I was anymore. So I just started wearing like different stuff, like my the trousers I was wearing went from kind of like being fitted to a bit more baggy, and just wearing stuff that was a bit more kind of reflected me as a person. But I think obviously these days I'm definitely more into the functionality of the items of clothes that I'm purchasing. So like if I'm making a purchase these days, I'm thinking about the longevity of that product, thinking about how it's going to benefit me, like things. Whether it's packable, whether it's waterproof. Like a good example is like I bought a grey, it's literally just a grey sweatshirt recently. So obviously there's no real function to that, but I paid like £70 for it. And I brought it home and my mum was like, "You've paid £70 for like a grey sweatshirt." And I was like, "Yeah, but the quality of it, it means it's going to last much longer, and like the way it fits is so much nicer." So I think these days, whereas back in the day, I probably would have just gone to like H&M or Primark or something and just bought like a cheap jumper, and it probably would have just been like unwearable by about two washes. So like these days, yeah, I'm more looking at the quality of things and the way certain things fit, I guess, and the functionality, of course.
And the functionality. So you've adapted your buying habits yet again to match your style, which
That's it.
it's always nice. Don't like seeing posers in this field wearing archaics in the shower and whatnot. So it's nice to know
Stood in the shower with the
you're
Arc'teryx
about
jacket
it.
on.
Sweet. So I mean, I guess you've already talked about what you wear these days, but what are some other brands that you're into? Except for Arc'teryx, obviously. I see it on your hat.
To be fair, like the one thing that I've been really enjoying Uniqlo recently. So the Aries and T-shirts. Yeah, just love the way that they fit, to be fair. So I've just been buying loads and loads of those T-shirts. really like Gramici. Is that big over there for you guys? I think, yeah, New Zealand.
Not really.
No.
It's around, but it's not huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one brand. I'm trying to think what else I've been wearing recently. I mean, a lot of the clothes that I've been buying recently are more just like fitness clothes, to be honest. Like, I've just been buying like running stuff. So like one brand that we've got over is Satisfy Running.
Yeah.
You seen that one?
Yeah, I have a couple of things from them. It's honestly the best running shirt I've ever had in my life
Yeah,
is one of their
it's
Satisfy
really nice
shirts.
stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else I can that I've been wearing. I can't think of anything else, to be fair, off the top of my head. I'm definitely now it's sort of getting into the colder seasons over here. I'm looking for like some nice fleeces. So that one that you've got on right now has caught my eye, to be fair.
It's a Patagonia shoot, something or other. I can look it up for you
Yeah.
really quick, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I really like that those sort of patterns. Obviously, I really like what Mellow Clo is doing as well.
Of
So
course,
you've seen
yes.
you recently done a nice t-shirt.
Shout out Ted.
Yeah. Is the t-shirt is your one released yet?
It is. Everyone go
Yeah.
to melloclo.com and look for the trees and nylon t-shirt and mug. Both
Yeah, you
available
made me ask
now.
that question, guys. You made me ask
Yeah. It's part of the
that.
contract for coming on the pod. You have to
Yeah.
ask. Yeah,
Yeah, no, that looked really nice. Trying to think what else. I've got a pair of those shorts. They're really nice, the Mellow Clo shorts.
yeah. I did not get a pair, but they looked, I like the colors that he used for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the orange pair, actually.
Everyone can use a bit more color in the wardrobe these days.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, other than that, that's all I've been wearing really at the minute. Like I say, it's more just like I'm just looking for stuff that I'm trying not I'm on a bit of a on a bit of a buy ban, to be honest, because
Oh, yeah.
I go through phases where I just buy like so many clothes. I get so excited for them to arrive, and then within like a week or two, I'm like barely even wearing it. So I'm just trying to get a bit more of a healthy relationship with clothes, where I'm not like constantly trying to get the next best thing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be happy with what I've got, I guess.
Participating in No Coptober.
You're actually
Yeah.
doing that.
No Coptober? I
Yeah.
mean, I was planning on not. I was gonna buy the Magnus Ronning pants he was releasing, but they looked, I don't know, seeing like more model pictures, they looked a little bit too wide. I'm looking for something not too wide, but not too skinny. Because I have like slimmer chinos for work and I have wider ones for work and also like for style, and I need something right in the middle. And I was thinking that's what those pants were going to be. And obviously, I can just have them tailored for whatever, but I
Yeah.
don't want to spend $200 on a pair of pants that I just have to tailor anyway, you know?
What did you say they were called?
Ronning. It was Ronning's. That's the website. And then whatever their new slacks are that just came out with. It was the brown pair. They look very nice, but.
This stuff looks nice. Oh yeah, they're
Yeah.
really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna buy those. I was gonna buy something from the Uniqlo U collab that just, or not collab, but Uniqlo U drop that just happened. Decided not to, just because nothing was speaking to me. I was gonna get like the oversized Oxford
Yeah.
shirt, but I don't know. I don't know. I have a lot of oversized stuff, and I think I need some stuff that's a bit more form-fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh yeah,
just didn't buy anything.
I bought a pair of Snowpeak pants, which are like
Ooh, nice.
a bit baggier than the typical stuff that I would wear, but yeah, I'm absolutely loving them at the minute.
Nice, man. Yeah. No, I have no problem with baggy stuff. I have like most of my clothes are, at least pants wise, are baggier, but I just like something a little bit thinner. I like to have the option to dress a little bit more proper if I need to, and I don't really have that
Yeah.
right now because
Yeah.
all my
Do you know
pants that are
what?
like slim are way too small for me because I got them like
Yeah.
4 years ago, so I just need a bit more.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem, to be fair, with like all of the clothes that I've bought are like just mainly for getting outdoors, to be honest. And then when it comes to like going out for a meal or something, I'm like, what jacket do I wear? Like, I haven't really got any jackets that are like suitable for going out. Do you know what I mean? It's all just
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something I need to get better at, just kind of like having a good balance in my wardrobe, I guess.
That was my exact thinking. I had all this cool GorpCore stuff, and I was like, I don't really have anything to wear out on dates. Like, I need some jeans. I don't have any jeans.
Can't turn up to like a restaurant in a full Gore-Tex outfit, can you?
Yeah. So I've built upon it, but I was in the same scenario as you, so I feel your pain. I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I found it. I've been looking this whole time for the. Oh, I got it. It's
You
called.
found
It must have been exclusive. This is pretty crazy. I got it at the old place I used to work. It was just on the shelf. Wandering Woods and Pumice.
Wandering Woods and what was it?
Pumice. Pumice.
It's just come up. Is that the one?
Yeah, it looks like it's selling for. It's sold out. Never mind. Dang. I'm sorry, man.
I can't even. Oh, is this the one?
I
I've
see
just
it.
found it.
Dang.
I might have to get something similar to that, you know. They've
That's
got
a nice
like, I'm
one.
just looking at Working Class Heroes. They've got loads of like different stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, just something that stands out. I like that stuff.
Yeah, the Working Class Heroes site, it's great. It looks like it was made in like the 50s.
Is there any do you do a lot of shopping with like on like
Oh
UK
no,
websites?
I'm sorry. I was talking about the wrong website. That's my bad. I was looking at a
I
different one. You just laughed. You said yes. Listen, man, you're being fake as hell right now. You got to call me out for stuff like that. I was looking at a different website and I was trying to find it and I thought it was this one. My bad. But no. I look at UK websites sometimes. I prefer to buy in the US just because of shipping rates, you know?
Of course. Did you do much shopping when you were over here?
No, I didn't buy a single thing.
Did you not?
Actually, no, I didn't buy anything. I'm usually not a big. I usually when I shop, I'll find like one thing, and then I'll pursue one item and try to get the best deal for it, and then I'll cool down and wait, and then repeat that process. The only time I didn't do that was when I went to Japan. We brought an extra suitcase, and I bought a lot of stuff from
Yeah,
like
you're prepared for
Capital,
it.
Uniqlo, just like random thrift stores. It was good.
Yeah, but nothing caught your eye over here then, huh?
I didn't go to any stores. I was going to go
No.
to this thing of ours, but it was closed, and I didn't know you could just message them on Instagram and say, "Can I come in?" And they'd say yes.
I didn't know you could do that either. Oh, that's
I mean,
cool.
that's what he told me afterwards. Was like, "Yeah, you could have just messaged me," and I'm usually there anyway, just not open. He's just like taking photos.
I
Anyway,
need to
that's
get
an
over
insider secret. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Everyone's going to be messaging him now.
Yeah. I was going to go there. I mean, I walked into some stores. I went to. What's that one that just shut down?
Don't know, was this in Manchester, was it?
Yeah, Manchester.
Yeah, I'm very far south, so I'm not that familiar with Manchester. I'm like 40 minutes away from London on a train.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go
Did you
into any
get,
stores in London, no.
you didn't know. Did you go to London though?
Did I go to London? Yeah,
Yeah.
I spent one night in London at the beginning. I went there. I was there for like maybe a day. Probably at like total. I spent some time at night going to some bars with some friends, and then I got in, slept, and then went to breakfast with people, and then I left that same day to go to first camp. So
Oh, really? Yeah.
yeah, it was a lot of travel. It was a lot of
Yeah.
movement for me that trip. I was all
Yeah.
over.
Yeah. What did you think to London? Did you like it, or was it a bit too much for you?
I didn't really see much of it. I liked what I saw. I mean, I took the tube and went around. I can't remember where I went. And yeah, I mean, just it's just a city. It's a nice city. I've been there before. I went to London a while ago, and I did all like the tourist stuff. And I enjoyed that. I mean, lots of history, you know.
I'm sort of trying to get to London at the minute. Where I live, I'm in the countryside. I've kind of always lived in the countryside, so I want to sort of get I want to get be a part of like the hustle and bustle a little bit
Yeah,
while I'm
city
still,
boys.
you know what I mean? Yeah, just to experience it. I mean, I might come to regret it, obviously being further away from the outdoors, but lots of people make it work, so.
Yeah. You want to move to London? That's the goal,
Yeah,
you said? Oh,
eventually,
nice. Yeah. I mean, I've talked about, me and my fiance have talked about oh, cities we'd be able to live in. But even then, it's like we'd want to live here for like a year or like 6 months and then move back somewhere where we're not in the city. Because city life is cool. It's cool to visit, definitely. But also, it's like you're just there for a week and it's like, oh, yeah, I saw some like cool shops and I ate at some good restaurants. But if I lived here for a while, I'd know like all the best shops and all the best places to eat, which are the most important things in any city, obviously. So yeah, I don't know. It'd be a cool experience. I don't think I'm going to
Yeah,
experience
definitely.
it, but
Yeah.
I'm not too pressed about it. You should do it
Yeah.
though.
Yeah, I think I'll give it a go for a short period of time, I'm sure.
Yeah, man, for sure. Nice. I guess let's move on to the future. Tell me everything that's going to happen in the future. The Powerball. Do you guys have a lottery? No, wait. This is a total sidebar. Do you guys in the UK or in specific cities or states, I don't know, provinces, what do you call them there? Do you have a lottery that like you go and buy lottery tickets? Is this an
Yeah,
American
we have,
thing?
we do have a lottery. I'm not, to be fair, I've barely entered it myself. Like
Yeah,
I've,
of course. I
I know
barely
my
entered
dad.
either.
Yeah, my
The
dad and.
current Georgia where I live, one of the lotteries in Georgia is at $1 billion right now.
Blimey, have
Yeah.
you
So
entered?
I'm no, I haven't. I'm thinking about just going and buying some tickets. I tried to, but then there was all these rules that I didn't know. Like how many like you pick your numbers, but then you can pick how many times you want your numbers to be picked and like all this. I'm like, dude, I just want to tell you five numbers and see if I won $1 billion or not. Right. It was a lot. But anyway, I might go in because I was trying to do it on my phone. So I might go into an actual place like a gas station where you buy them and just do it there. So
You
we'll
gotta be in
see.
it to win it, haven't you? Like,
Yeah.
I would like to start playing it, to be fair, but my dad's been
No,
doing it
it's
for like
okay.
20, 30 years, but I think the most he's won is like 80 quid, so that like, puts me off a little bit.
Yeah, they call it the idiot tax, basically. Because your chances of winning are so low and you're just giving money to the state, the
Yeah,
idiot
but
tax.
there's
Yeah.
always a chance. That's the thing, isn't
Yep, there's always a chance. Yeah, I love
it?
gambling. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Gambling is actually really easy. And if you just put
Yeah.
$20 down and you're just like, oh, I'm spending $20, like you've lost the $20 anyway, so any money you make is profit.
Yeah. I remember going to a casino once on a night out and just getting so like trigger happy. Like I think I was playing like
Oh yeah.
roulette or something.
Oh yeah, dude, roulette's
One like
great.
I got up to like 100 pounds and I was like, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm a pro at this now. Like I'm just gonna like start getting like started being brave with like what I was placing and then just lost it all in like the next 10 minutes. So
Yeah, I totally get you. There's a guy I've seen on Reels, not TikTok. Sorry, Lewis, my bad. But I've seen him on Reels, and he'll be in casinos, and he'll just be like, "Well, we just lost $1,000 on blackjack, so I got $2,000. We're gonna win it all back right now." And then he puts it down. And he's like, "All this on one hand. Let's go." And
Oh
then he
no.
and then. Sometimes he wins and sometimes he loses, but
Yeah.
the amount of money he's putting down is so funny. He's like, "Well, I just lost 5,000 on a slot machine, so I'm doing a $10,000 spin right now. We'll get it all back."
To have that sort of money
I
is
know it's insane. It's insane, but
yeah.
he's a pretty funny guy.
What's he called? I might
Anyway,
have to check him out.
yeah, I don't know. He just pops up
Yeah.
sometimes. He's
All
like
right.
he's like a wizard. He appears on my feed when you least expect him. Well, anyway, enough about that. Let's talk about the future. Maybe the future is Wizard Core. That was a thing a while ago. But anyway, what do you think you're gonna start wearing? What do you think is gonna be trendy?
I mean, I was thinking this the other day. I was like thinking like, I wonder when I get older what I'm going to be wearing. Like, I wonder if I'm still going to be keeping the same style. But I don't know, to be fair. I mean, I can't. I'm the clothes that I'm wearing these days are like the most comfortable that I've ever felt in what I'm dressing. So like,
Yeah.
I really don't want to leer too far away from that. I think I'll probably just keep things quite neutral. Like I used to wear quite like crazy like t-shirts, like massive graphic tees and things like that. Whereas these days I just like simplicity, to be honest. Like I just keep it plain. So yeah, I think for me it would just be like stuff that fits really nicely, stuff that's gonna last, and stuff that's functional, stuff that I can wear it and it's gonna do me good in whatever sort of season it is, or you know. Yeah, that's the kind of thing really I'm looking for.
Yeah, man. Nice.
Yeah,
So you
sorry I don't
probably
have that particular thing. Like I just
No, it's all
I'm not a
good.
massive hype beast, so I don't know, like, you know, I don't know what's like, what the hot drops are and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. So you basically you've found your style and you're just kind of keep expanding on it or
Yeah. I think
just sort of
whatever I feel
evolving
comfortable in
it.
is kind of what I'm
Yeah.
going for.
Nice, man. Nice. I think that's all. Let's move on to some viewer questions if you're down.
Cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sweet. So if you are a viewer that would like to send me a question, email at treesandnylon@gmail.com.
Very
Or
professional.
respond to my story posts that I put up whenever people are coming on the podcast. Be on the lookout. I have episodes planned, is what I'm saying. So there's not going to be another 3 week break. There probably will be at some point, unannounced, but it's whatever. Anyway, on to questions. Carlos Berrigan asks, bucket list destination for trekking or camping multiple days?
Bucket list. I'll probably say Canada, to be fair. I'd love to go to
Mm.
Canada.
Okay.
I don't
Canadian
know.
Rockies.
Yeah. I mean
Yeah.
that would be a dream. Yeah.
Beautiful, man. Yeah, me too,
Yeah.
honestly. I've seen the American Rockies, but I've heard the Canadian Rockies are even nicer, so.
Have you been to Canada at all? Well,
I have been to Canada. Yeah,
yeah.
I was young though. I don't remember much. I just remember it was my dad's friend and his family has this amazing house that's like on a mountain looking over a lake. It was so beautiful. It was,
Yeah,
even as a
yeah.
child, I was like, this is really,
You
really
can appreciate
nice.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even as like a, I don't know, preteen, maybe teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't remember much. I just remember doing a nice hike in an aspen forest when the leaves were changing. So that was really cool.
It's just a
But it's
different level of
also,
beauty.
it's extremely cold. Like I was up in North Montana, which for anyone who isn't from America or who is from America and isn't smart, is like right next to the Canadian border. Like literally the park I was at, it's called Glacier Waterbury because Waterbury is the Canadian side of the national park. So it's very close. We got messages on our phones as we were driving saying like, welcome to Canada. Like your international data rates will not apply because you're right by the border. But anyway, in June, it was like freezing rain and snowing in June, and that's how far north it is. And Canada is even no more north than that. So I can only imagine how cold it is up there. So I don't know. I know you're built different because you're from the UK and I'm not. I'm from the south. I'm
It's
quite.
still not that cold, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not that cold, but it's a bit extreme up there. But anyway, yeah, Canada's on my bucket list as well.
How far is it to get there for you?
It depends on where in Canada. So if I went like straight up the East Coast, maybe like 5, 6 hours of flying. And then if I went over to like Banff, which is like the cool part, I believe, that would be like probably like 7 hours of flying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Definitely achievable.
Yeah, definitely achievable. It's just the planning of it all. Anyway, tectonic theory says only one brand for the rest of your life. What are you rocking?
That's a very good question. I feel like this is a bit of a basic answer, but I'm just gonna go over Uniqlo to be honest, because it's just I
Oh.
feel like it's versatile. Do you know what I mean? There's just everything that I would ever need.
Yeah. It's got
Yeah.
all the basics. It's got some
Exactly.
nice stuff. You can
Yeah.
dress up, you cannot.
Yeah. But
Wonderful.
not the most exciting answer.
No, it's okay. The people don't listen for exciting answers. They listen for down-to-earth, humble opinions from hard-working blue-collar men. Anyway, Rossi MCM would like to know, what is your favorite camping gadget?
Favorite camping gadget. It's crazy to me that he's actually asked the question. Actually, that's like one of my mates who's like he's not
Yeah.
into the outdoors whatsoever really, so I'm surprised he's asked the question. My favorite camping gadget, it's probably just got to be my it's got to be my stove. It's like a jet boil sort of system. But yeah, that's just been revolutionary, to be honest, to my camping sort of tools. Before I was using like a really cheap stove, which was taking like 10, 15 minutes to heat things up. So that's been a game changer.
Beautiful. What is the is a jet boil, you said?
Yeah, I mean the one I've got isn't actually jet boil. It's a knockoff jet boil, but
It
it still heats
all
water
works the
very
same.
quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Wonderful. He asked another question, which I will allow just once, but how do you make Lyrica look so fashionable?
Lycra.
Ugh. Hey, let me take that one more time.
I'm assuming I see so.
How does he make Lycra look so fashionable?
I think the honest answer to that is that I don't know if I do, to be honest. I mean, having seen what my girlfriend's opinion is, I'm probably struggling with that, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should go ask her. Say, do I
Yeah,
look
she
fashionable?
said it looks like I have a BBL, so
Damn, I didn't know I'm familiar with your game.
so yeah,
Right.
I'm still working on that, Ross.
You're still working on the fashionable part. You are
Yeah.
just like sexy as hell, but fashionable, we'll see. Next question comes from Oi Lukey. He asks, is TikTok still toxic?
Yeah, I would say it is, to be fair. I
Have
know
you
him.
experienced toxicity on TikTok?
Yeah, I've,
Oh.
you get a few negative comments on there because obviously the algorithm's so like wide on there. When you post a video, you don't know who's going to see it.
Yeah.
I know he's in the past. He's sort of had people make some comments on his videos, and I had a similar instance as well, which I was speaking to him about. But yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. It's usually like I think people are a bit. You get these sort of like outdoor purists that absolutely hate it when you're like promoting certain brands or like showing certain brands, and they're just like, oh, you know, just make it about the outdoors, don't make it about the brands. And like, I get where they're coming from from a degree, but also like people are allowed to like multiple things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah.
can like the outdoors and also like the fashion element. And do you know what I mean? The part of the brands is part of the fun for me as well. So yeah, you get the occasional guy that just wants to like dig you out, but it's not too bad. Yeah. I
You
recently,
got
to be fair,
some.
I recently I
Good.
recently went sober, and I did a few posts on I started like a separate TikTok where I was doing a few posts on that, and I got a lot of like hate for that.
You got a lot of hate for going sober?
Yeah, like
That's
people
pretty
just
funny.
yeah, I think
Sorry.
it's quite a common thing because you know for a lot of people like if you go sober and you're like speaking about it, it holds the mirror up to them and they get a bit defensive, and that's when you get a few nasty comments. But I'm trying to learn to just ignore that and just like, do you know what I mean? You're always going to get them
Dang.
people, the
Dang.
trolls.
Yeah, I mean I've seen the pics of people who are like 3 years sober from cocaine, and then someone will post like the swirly hypnotic pattern, be like, "Ooh, you want to take a line?" Yeah, I think it's pretty funny. I'm a bit of a troll though. But sobriety is not a laughing matter, and no one should be joking about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I think, you know, it's all right to have a laugh and have a bit of a banter, but you know, sometimes you get
No,
people that take it.
you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's not a laughing matter. It's not funny.
Sobriety. Yeah. Well, no, sobriety, absolutely not. But like in general, you know, when people make comments about the camping stuff and, you know, the outdoor stuff, I can take that on the chin.
Yeah, what do they say? Because I listen, I don't get hate comments. I'm not that popular yet. So what do they say to you about like the camping hiking stuff?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think there was one guy that was basically just he was just like hating on the whole Arc'teryx like trend.
Oh, yeah, one of those old heads who are like, "You're gonna make the price of Arc'teryx go up way too high. It's not even that good of a yeah."
It was something like that. It was something like that, and I think you know, people, I guess some people just see it as like people that are just posing, which I guess does exist. You know, I'm sure there are people doing that. So it's a hard one. I mean, I mean, my kind of standpoint is just let people enjoy what they enjoy. Do you know what I mean? I'm
Exactly.
Yeah, but you just get the occasional comment, which is a little bit like, but I just tend to delete them now. I think when you as soon as you start reacting to these comments, they start to they're living in your head rent free then. So I just try and
Yeah.
ignore it and delete it and just move on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've not had that many. I've not had that many.
Nice, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen quite a few of those people with those sentiments on Reddit. Like the Arc'teryx subreddit is it's like a mix of kids who are like buying it for the Gorpcore scene and then just like
Yeah.
dads who are like, I hate the kids. They should not be
Yeah.
here.
Yeah. I
Pretty
imagine there's a
funny.
lot of that. You see,
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of Facebook chats, like groups, like wild camping groups and things like that. And you see a lot of that in there as well. But I just think, like, yeah, you know, the whole core trend, dare I say it, is sorry, I'm not allowed to say that on this podcast, am I? I think it's like, obviously, there's always going to be people that are just jumping on it for a trend. But also, if it's like inspiring people to get outdoors, if it's another factor that's like encouraging younger people to get outdoors, then it's only a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree, man. Next question, Lawrence Palmer, favorite outdoor sport? They actually asked three questions in one. So props to you for not putting in multiple boxes. But anyway, go. Favorite outdoor
Favorite
sport,
outdoor sport.
rapid fire.
Gonna say hiking.
Beautiful. Next, how to get into hiking? Wow. Can you believe they
How to get
predicted
into
that?
hiking?
They predicted that hiking answer. Go ahead.
I would say do your research. So like try and look at some places that are local to you. So whether that be like national parks or just some outdoor spaces that are close to you. Make sure you've got like some decent clothes where you're not going to get caught out by the weather. Make sure that you've got a good means of navigating wherever you go, and just get out there and do it. I think it's just one of them things that you can procrastinate, but
Yeah.
you know, it is as easy as just going out there and doing it, but obviously
Yeah.
just making sure you're prepared.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Download all trails, bring a water bottle,
That's
bring
it.
a
Yeah.
friend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last question for them is favorite all-time hiking spot.
Favorite all-time hiking
Or
spot.
all-time favorite, my bad. Yeah. Go ahead.
My favorite spot is probably to be honest, I can't tell you what exactly it's called, but
That's
there's
good. Yeah, no,
this
I understand. You want to gatekeep it. That's cool. I don't care.
don't want loads of people turning up there and ruining it.
Yeah.
No, I think it's quite a popular spot anyway. But there's this sort of like lake that's just outside Bettws Coed in North Wales, and you get a lot of cars and like camper vans pulling up alongside it in the lay-bys. But yeah, I remember just driving to North Wales once on my own and pulling over as the sun was setting, and the view was just like immaculate. So that's probably my favourite spot. Now every time if I go to North Wales, I'm always stopping there.
Beautiful, man. Yeah, keep it secret. I understand. Can't give away all your secrets now.
Not getting the coordinates.
SD.jpegs would like to know, how do you make a living?
How do I make a living?
TikTok Creator Fund.
Yeah, I wish. I have actually got that, and I've got about £20 in there. So,
Hey,
you know,
nice. Big
big bucks,
spender.
big bucks. No, I make a living. At the moment, I'm a marketing manager, but I actually got a new job on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Which I haven't told my current workplace about at the moment. So
Uh
I'm hoping, when
oh.
does this go out?
Treason Island breaking news. This comes out next Thursday.
So I'm actually going into PR. So something
Ooh.
slightly different, but very transferable to from marketing.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Very fun. Yeah, well, let me know if you want me to get that for company's sake.
Yeah. I might have to. Yeah. When will this go out? Do you know?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday, I think I'll have handed my notes in by then, so it should be all right.
Sweet. Cool, man. And then last question from the man Tang, GN underscore TS, which I
Yeah.
don't know what his username stands for. Do you?
I don't actually. I was thinking that the other day myself,
Yeah, I
actually.
don't know what
I
it
don't know
stands
what the
for.
G stands for. No.
No. What do you know what the N stands for?
I don't know what the N stands
Do you know
for
what the
either.
T and the S stands for?
I don't want to bait him out in case he doesn't want people knowing, but I know his first name
Yeah.
is Yeah, so whether that's why, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know what the GN stands for.
Anyway, he
That's what
says a request, it's not a question, it's a request, move to Manchester.
moved to Manchester.
He's been Manchester pilled recently, I know. He just moved there, so.
Yeah, I really did think about it, to be fair, because it's the ideal location for getting
Yeah,
outdoors and sort
it's
of
where
having that
everything
city.
is.
Yeah. But I think my obviously with the new job, I think London's where I'm going, so sorry to let you down,
Sorry,
Tank.
man. It's okay. No, he just cares about money more than the environment, whatever. That's cool. You know, you show where your true colors are. I think
Yeah,
that's
I've
important
baited
of you.
myself out.
No, you're all good, man.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. Do you have any questions for me before we round things off here?
Yeah. Are you
Uh-oh.
coming to the next first camp?
The next
You did
one,
answer that earlier.
I don't know if I answered that on mic. I think I did. No, probably not the next one. Maybe if they do one in 2025, that would be like the first one I could go to. I can't go next year.
Yeah, well, yeah, it would be good to meet you, mate. Yeah, you should definitely come along next time if you can.
Yeah, man.
My next
Yeah. I
question.
mean, hopefully I'll
Sorry,
see
go on.
you
What's that?
whenever I'm there next.
Yeah, my next question is going to be, what guests have you got upcoming? If that's something you can reveal yet, or.
It's hard to get guests now, man. I feel like I've talked to a lot of people, and now it's the issue where I've gotten lucky and I've gotten people who are like way bigger than the podcast to come on. But now, like, I don't have a big enough following to where other people of that same size are like, oh yeah, I know who you are, I'll come on. So I've kind of hit a bit of a wall with guests where I'd like to get, and like I think that I should be able to get like higher priority, not higher priority, higher status, like people on. But yeah, they're like not reading my messages or emails. So it's
There's a
whatever.
couple of guys I was going to suggest actually.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
There's a guy called Dan Jones. I'm
Okay.
not sure if you follow him or not. His Instagram at is DAAAA NJJ, and he makes like running and cycling content,
Okay.
but like the level of content that he's making is like really good, and like he started on TikTok as well. I think he was called like
Okay.
the newbie runner, so like he basically just recorded his whole journey from like starting to run from scratch, and now he's like doing like some really good events, and like he's of a really good level of fitness. But like the standard of content he's making is like really inspiring. So yeah, he might be worth checking out.
Beautiful. Yeah, well, I'm looking at his page right now. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's
But
all
yeah, that's me. I've been talking to people, for everyone asking, Organic Lab will not come on the podcast.
right.
He just
Have you
won't.
tried?
I've tried many, many times, and he just won't. It's just not going to happen. So don't get your hopes up ever. It's actually silence him. Perish your hopes. They're gone. He's not coming. But besides that, I mean, I'm just asking around. I'm seeing who's available, who's not. Most of the time they're not. That's why there hasn't been an episode in so long, is I've had like people who I thought would be like, oh yeah, I'll come on, but then they just say no. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Another guy who springs to mind is Beach Bum in a Suit. Again, it's not he makes some really good content as well. It's not necessarily like it, yeah, to be fair, all of it is mostly outdoors focused, so that might be a good one.
Let's
But I speak to both of those guys quite a bit, and you know they're
see.
really nice lads, so they might be worth speaking to.
Yeah, nice. I'm looking at their pages right now. So thank you for that.
That's wrong.
Nice, man. You got any more questions for me?
I think that's it, to be fair, mate. Yeah, I think that's it.
Anyway, thank you, Lewis, for coming on the podcast today, man.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
People can check you out on social media at Lewis. You just it's pretty cool you got the username just Lewis.
What's
So
that?
I'm pulling your leg. I'm joshing you. It's Outside Intel on Instagram, and I would assume it's Outside Intel on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make some great conversational vlog style content with hiking, camping, running, biking, all the outdoor stuff. I'm a big fan. You sent me a sticker that I have on a water bottle that I don't have
love
in my room
that.
right
Love
now.
that.
It's
I've got some new
downstairs.
ones actually. I'll have to send you
Oh,
the new.
yeah. Thank you,
Yeah.
sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll send you a patch and you can do whatever you want with it.
Appreciate that, man. Love that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you again for coming on, and we'll stay in touch, man.
Yeah. Cheers, Trace. Thank you.